Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's gonna be boo-boo this entire time, I'm gonna be mad.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Laptop Empires Podcast. We've got our coffee. We're ready to go. It's Bobby. It's Mike. It's a new show. What are we talking about today, Bobby? How are you doing?
I'm good. I actually don't have coffee.
What?
I told you. Yeah, no, we're doing this when we wake up early and do these episodes. Like, I can't. We do the French press now, and we're like, our Keurig is obsolete apparently. So we're getting rid of the Keurig. So I don't have instant coffee anymore. But I was late for this recording session and I couldn't make coffee. So I'm a sad panda in that way, but I'm just going to really channel like my inner human. Like, there used to not be coffee for humans. You know what I mean? Like, the cavemen didn't have that shit.
You don't know that.
Well, I feel like that. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about kind of what to do with you when you feel stuck with your business, you know, when you don't feel like you're growing anymore. Because we went through this, we had this pretty crazy growth phase in 2018. And it was like the whole year was like us just trying to keep up with the business. And it's definitely a problem that I think it's like a luxury problem. Like, it's not a bad thing to have your business blow up really quickly, but there are things that come along with it that are like negative. And then we got to the end of the year and I think we both kind of felt like, okay, what do we do next? Like, what do we do now? Like, and we had like this team, we had this website with Laptop Empires. We have Millennial Money Man that also drives sales for us, but we didn't really know how it all fit together and like what we needed to do to grow. So we've gone through this process over the past, 2-3 weeks where we've been.
Oh, it's really been longer than that. I think we just didn't realize, because it was also one of those things that we put Red Dirt, which is my agency, and Millennial Money Man kind of on the back burner last year too. Like, not like we weren't neglecting them or anything. We were just, Laptop Empires was the focus. And so we weren't growing those things. And so I think we got toward the end of last year to the holidays and we're like, okay, we're going to take time off. We're going to pull back. And we both kind of had like separate identity crises. I don't know.
Crisis.
Anyway, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a grammar person. So basically, I mean, we went through this and like, I think first you were like, okay, what do I do with Millennial Money Man? Like, what's the direction of this? It's not even the same as it used to be. And like, we kind of talked and then you got clarity on that. And then now you've been like super focused there. And then I went through the same thing with the agency and my stuff. And I was like, what do I do? Like, should I do this? Should I do that? And like, we got through that. And then it was like back to Laptop Empires. And it was like, okay, where are we going with this? Like, what's the next plan? How do we take it to the next level? And, you know, just in business, you're just going to hit these roadblocks where when you're pursuing a goal, you're doing something, you're going to achieve that. And then you've been going after that thing for so long that you don't know what the next step is. Or sometimes you're pursuing something and it's not working or you don't enjoy it and you're not sure what the next step is. And then the other thing that happens, and this is something we dealt with, is sometimes like you get to a level and you don't know where to go because you've never been there before. Right. And I think the nice thing last year about Laptop Empires is we were doing things like we knew what we had to do, right? To do what we, you know, like we create a course, launch a course. Cool. We know how to do that. You know, build an email list, set up a site, like all these things. It was like, we knew what to do because we'd done it many times before and we were just doing it. But then it was like, okay, how do we take it beyond, you know, how do we go to the next level? And it's like, okay, this is new territory for us, you know? So what do we do? And so that's kind of what we want to talk about a little bit today, is just this, like when you get stuck, like, what do you do? And how do you overcome that? And we'll talk about kind of like what we've been going through. And this isn't, we're not like, I don't want you to think we're complaining or anything, because we're not. Like, this is just the reality of like, we've been spending weeks trying to decide what we want the future of our business to look like and what's going to make us happy and all those kind of things. Because that's another thing in business. Like, if you don't know where you're going, you're just doing busy work. Like, you need to have a direction. That way you can be productive. And part of that, I think a big thing for us is like life balance and spending more time with our family and friends than we have in the past. And if you don't have a direction, you can't be efficient. You end up doing more than you need to because you don't know what are the high value things that are going to move you forward. What are the unnecessary things? And so then you end up working more. And so now we have a clear picture, you know, we're going to be able to kind of pull back a little bit because we can work on the right things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when I think about it, like there's always, no matter where you are in your business, there's always going to be like another level above you of success. So, you know, whether you made like, you know, $1,000 last month, or if you made $1 million last month, there's always going to be like the next thing that you're trying to achieve. Because if I mean, unless you just really want to like shut it down and not do anything, but that's the part, the thing about business that's cool, I think, is that it's fun to grow. Like this is like, this is our hobby in a way. It's kind of like a sick hobby because we spend much time doing it. But this is what we think is fun. Like I enjoy coming into my office every day and like doing this. And so you get to this point where it's like you hit a milestone and you're like, okay, cool. And then you're like, okay, I have no idea which direction to take next. It's just like you were saying. So I do think that that's the biggest thing, figuring out where you want to go. And we had to have all those conversations that we really for a whole year hadn't had of like, okay, what do we want the business to actually look like in 5 to 10 years?
Right.
And I don't know if we went as far out as 10 years, but I know that we basically just said like, okay, what do we both want? Because we both put a ton of time into this. And so we sat down and a long time talked about it. And I think the cool thing that we came up with was we didn't come up with like a hard, like we want to do this much in revenue. Or it wasn't like we want to have this many customers or we want to have this much traffic. It was, we want to grow the business as much as possible and also have it fit our lives and like not take over our lives.
Right.
Because the one thing that we've both been bad about, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs do this too, where they will let their business totally consume them, and like their friends never see them, their family never sees them, and they're in like their office while everybody else is out living life. And that's a problem. Like I think that that's one of those things that I've realized now, like, you know, I had to work really hard to get to where I am now, and sometimes you do have to go through that, but that can't be your whole business.
Can't be forever. Yeah
because you get to a point, it's like, okay, what's the point? What is the point in this business? Is it just to make a whole lot of money, or is it to create the life that you wanted when you started your business? And I think along the way, it turns into money real quick. When you start making money, you're like, oh man, I want to make more. And then it's easy to like table everything else for like the pursuit of money. So we talked about that, I think, a lot. Yeah. And we just came up with this, like, we are going to grow the business in any way possible, but we're always going to check in and kind of see like, okay, what are we doing that we don't like? And what are we doing that we like? And try to shed the things that we don't like so that we can continue to grow the business, but feel good about it and actually be able to like spend time with our families and the good stuff.
Yeah. And I want to like clarify that a little bit because it sounds so vague. And so, you know, we definitely have like their monetary goals, their metric goals. Like there are certain things that we want to hit, you know, it's like, hey, we want to get this many email subscribers or this much traffic or earn this much, you know, per year, whatever. But we don't actually talk about that too much. And part of that is just because, at least it, to me, I do not believe in just like setting arbitrary like end goals, because one, I think it can be limiting. Like if you say, I want to build a six-figure business, well, cool. But like you could do better than that. You could do more than that. You don't have to. It comes down to what you want, you know, but like there, you can always do more than you think you can do. And sometimes like setting something like that can actually limit you. And for another, like when you set something like that, it can be very frustrating because you're like, you're pursuing this metric and sometimes the metric doesn't even matter. And so more of what we've done is like, we kind of have some of those general numbers that we've mentioned from time to time, but it's never like the focus of our conversations. Instead, what we focus on is what are the things that we're going to do? Like, what are we going to spend our time on? And so looking at this and how the conversation went, we started with the question, what do you want to do with your life? Like, how do you want to spend your time? Right. And I remember asking Bobby that and him being like, I don't know, you know, and I didn't either. And so
it's funny,
yeah, but it's true. And so, that was funny because you had your mic muted and you just started laughing. And like, so I'm seeing you just cracking up.
Yeah.
No, but you know, so we talked about that. Like, that's where we started, is like, what do you want your life to look like? And then once we knew that, and that kind of thing was really important because we're business partners. Like, we're two people. We have different wants and needs and things. And luckily, like, we've been super fortunate that we are very similar in a lot of ways and have a lot of the same wants. And so a lot of our goals are aligned, but I mean, there's always like little things. So, you know, we spend a lot of time figuring out, what do we want? What does that look like? How are we, when our business is like the perfect business, what are the things we're working on? What is the team we have? What are the things we're doing and selling and that kind of stuff? And then once we figured that out, that kind of gave us a picture to know how to build. And then we were like, okay, now how do we get there? Right? Because I think this is where people screw up, is they might go, I want to sell courses, or I want to have a membership, or I want to have like high ticket coaching, or I want to be all pure affiliate sales, sponsored posts, passive income, or whatever with my blog. And I want to make this much money. And then they know what they want, right? But they don't know how to get there. And so that was even like, you know, there were times where in that process where I think, Bobby, you were like, I feel good. Like, I get it now. And I'm like, no, I'm not there yet. I'm not comfortable yet. Because I was like, I need to know more. We need to dial this down more, you know? And so he just kind of had to like go along with that ride for like an extra week with me, cause I wasn't comfortable yet, you know? And so, you know, I know I'm sitting here, I'm like on the other end of the phone. I know Bobby's like, oh, shut up. We've been talking about this for weeks, you know, but that was what I needed. But I think like, you have to figure out how you're going to get there and what are those actions that you're going to take. And part of that is figuring out what are the things you're going to do and what are the things that you're not going to do,
yeah. Right?
Because you only have so much time. And so that's something like for us, we've even kind of like split it into phases, but we figured out like, what am I doing with Red Dirt? What are you doing with Millennial Money Man? What are we focusing on with Laptop Empires? Are we, you know, one of those things, like even the creating thing, like we always like have ideas and want to make new things, but like sitting and talking to ourselves and going, okay, we're not going to build another course. If we get that itch, we're going to create a lead magnet.
Right. Know? Yeah.
Like, and just those kind of things. So yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that, because I think figuring out what you're going to spend your time on and how you're going to get to a destination is more important than your goal.
Yeah.
And I think people miss out on that.
Yeah. Well, it's because the goal part's easy. Like, it's easy to be like, I want to make X amount of dollars per year.
Right.
Like, that's super easy. But then figure out the how, like, how do you actually grow the business? And that was something
it's all about the process though. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and that's what I was missing when, in our conversations, when we were like, you know, we figured out the what. We were like, okay, we understand we're not going to do more stuff. We're going to focus on the things that we're already doing. We want to grow traffic. We want to grow our email list. We want to get more lead magnets on the site. Like, we were, you know, we wanted to get more people in the door, so to speak, and just be more efficient with getting emails. And so after we talked about that, and like, I came up with this plan for Millennial Money Man too, because Millennial Money Man, like, yeah, it's my thing, but like the lion's share of the Facebook side hustle sales come from that audience. And right. So it fits in. So we had to figure out, how does Millennial Money Man fit in? How do all these pieces fit together? So once we got that figured out, I was like, okay, cool. I'm good. Like, I feel good. We're ready to go. And Mike kept going. He's like, I'm just not there. And it turned out that the thing that was missing was like the nitty gritty, like how stuff, you know, what are the things that we have to do to make those pieces all fit together. Hopefully that makes sense. And I had this, like, I was driving. We went to the store, Coral and I did, to get some steaks or something. And as I was driving back, I had this like light bulb moment of like all these different things. And I don't even remember what they all were. Actually, I was trying to look at my notebook. I was like, did I write that stuff down? But I know I put it into a document, but it was just like all these things of like how we can piece everything together. And I didn't have it like 100% right, but I came to you with all that stuff. And then we had a conversation, and like, then we kind of refined all of it and we figured out the how. And then, that was when you were finally like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah. You know? And it was like, you had this big aha moment and dumped all this stuff on me. And then I sent you like a block of voice messages like I do. Yeah. And then like we slept on it. And the next morning I was like researching some stuff, then had another piece fall into place. And it was like, we just all of a sudden pieces started falling into place. But like a good example of this is like the Millennial Money Man, right? Part of the strategy is like, how do we grow the email list for Millennial Money Man? And the answer for that was easy, right? It was you were basically growing from a single Facebook ad that was growing your list. And then your organic was pretty much your welcome gate, right? Like the thing that was popping up that was just like, join my newsletter kind of thing. And, you know, we've been talking about for a long time, like this lead magnet for you, but, you know, it's just been getting pushed and pushed and all these other projects. So we knew, we were just like, we need to just work to get some lead magnets in place on Millennial Money Man. And then that part's fixed, right? Like that part is going to start growing emails, and that's going to help you with Millennial Money Man, all the things you do with Millennial Money Man. And it's going to help side hustle, right? So yeah. That answer was easy. But then the next part was like, okay, but what about Laptop Empires? Because Laptop Empires doesn't have all this traffic baked in.
Yeah.
Right. And so then we had to sit down and figure out like, what are we spending our time on? And it was very, you know, we kind of like very easily after a while figured out like, okay, SEO with the blog, getting that, focusing on that from day one. SEO with the YouTube channel, focusing on that from day one, with you handling the blog and me handling the YouTube channel, and then Facebook ads, right? And putting together good lead magnets. Cause we're sitting here and we're like, okay, let's double down on what we know, right? Yeah. Which is content and paid traffic. And so that now it's like, we're sitting here and we're going, okay, we've got the podcast, we've got in the podcast, you and I record, and then we send it off to the team. And they sprinkle fairy dust on it and it gets pushed out to, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that. And then we looked at, we're like, okay, you know, if we can get the blog to that where we create content and it magically appears, and the YouTube channel or I record and it magically appears, like we're getting close on that. That's going to happen within the next month or two. Now, like the content creation, because we're able to leverage the teams, like is going to be super easy. And then it's just a matter of us doing the stuff that we really enjoy, which is like the strategy, right? And so we knew, right, like, okay, if the content creation, if we can get that almost on autopilot where we just have our creation days and then the rest of the time we're focusing on optimizing posts, putting in the lead magnets, writing email sequences, running traffic, you know, paid traffic, list building conversion campaigns, you know, email marketing, we can do that stuff and just run that system. And it became really comforting because we were like, okay, we do all these things, we double down on what we know, and then it's just routine. We just do it every week. And if we just do it every week, it's going to grow because we know it'll grow. And right. And I think this is a good transition because during all of this time, one of the things that we decided to do was reach out to a friend of ours who is where we want to go and has had a lot of success and built a business kind of like we want and is earning, you know, more than we are, you know, so she's been there, done that. And so we decided to get on a coaching call with her. And that was really eye-opening because we felt so good, like we'd finally figured it all out. And we had set this up with her before we'd had these epiphanies. And then we got on the call and realized, oh shoot, what we'd figured out that plan, we would have gotten it implemented and running. And within 2 to 3 months, we were going to be in the exact same spot again going, okay, now what? And so that was really eye-opening. And it just goes to show, it's one of the things like you talk all the time about, you're a big believer in mentorship. And I think, you know, for me, I've not like had a mentor the way you've had. I've always like kind of mentored myself through digital products and, right, you know, like creating a network and that kind of stuff. And so, but it just goes to show, like, it's good to have an outsider's perspective, somebody that's been there that can look at what you're doing and can see holes, because she was able to point out this big hole in our business basically. And it then, what it did is it basically, we went And now we kind of have this very clear plan for the next probably year and even things into next year. But it took having another perspective to get us to take our conversations further.
Yeah. And just to clarify, because I don't want, people are probably sitting there going like, what was the hole? You know, for, I don't want to go into all of the details, but basically what it was is we had thought about all this front end stuff. Like, how do we get more traffic? How do we get more emails? But we didn't think about like the customer journey. Like, what do people actually go through? You know, they take our courses, like what's next for them? And we hadn't filled out like that part of kind of almost optimizing what we already have. We were like, how do we grow on the front end? How do we get more people to the door? How do we get people to the sites? But we weren't looking at like, how do we make the infrastructure and the courses and all that stuff that we already have better? So that was like the missing piece, I felt like, because then it was like, okay, now we have like a full plan. But to go back a little bit before that, I think, you know, there are a lot of people that want to do coaching and there are a lot of people that want mentors and all that kind of stuff. I think if we had gone to this person with no plan, like not even a general outline of what we wanted, we probably wouldn't have had the kind of result that we got from the meeting. So I think before 100%. You go and like ask random people like, hey, what should I do with my business? What should I do with my business? You need to sit down and at least figure out what you think you should do. Like come up with a plan that maybe it's not complete, but it's like, okay, I want to go here. Here are the steps that I think I'm going to take to get there. Then if you're going to do coaching or something like that, or ask a friend, any kind of mentors or whatever, then you can at least go to them with like a semi business plan and they can help you mold it. And I think that is way more effective than just going like, hey, I need help. I don't know what to do with my business. Somebody help me, tell me what to do. Right. So you gotta put that work in for yourself, because for us, it was like, we figured out what we want the business to look like, how all the pieces kind of fit together. And then it was just like taking that idea and having somebody else go, okay, this is good. This is good. You need to do this, this, and this. And then it makes it all very clear. So that's one thing. The other thing, networking is extremely important. And that's what I've learned through this last like couple week process. The person we jumped on a call with, you know, that was more from you and your world, but that's a product of networking and getting to know people and talking to people in your industry. And I've been doing a lot of that on like my side of things too, with the personal finance blogger stuff. And I've gotten to know a lot of like very high level people. So we've over the past, I don't know, couple of years, we've gotten to know people. We've like provided value for other people. We've become friends with people. And that I think is going to help us grow our business exponentially too. So you have to get out there and get to know people, even if it's online, that are in a place where you want to go, or people that are just like good business owners, high level people. The more of those people you know, the more resources you're going to have when you run into these walls with your business.
Right. Yeah. And with that, you know, I think I've got a pretty strong network that I've built, you know, in the industry of people that do all kinds of different things. And we've leveraged the heck out of that network in the last year. And I built that network by talking to people, like hopping on Zoom and having calls with people. And the way that happened is when there were opportunities that I could help somebody with something early on, like I don't have as much time for this anymore, but early on when I had all the time in the world, you know, somebody's like, I need help with this. And I would hop on and I would help them. And then they would refer me to people and that kind of thing. Or if I need to help somebody, somebody would hop on a call with me and we would just get to know each other, you know, or somebody would, you know, post something in a community and I would connect with them because I really liked what they did, and we'd start building that relationship. And so a lot of these things just come from conversations. You know, we had Chris on, you know, the last episode, and I met Chris because there was an event inside of a community that was called Free Shit Friday. And basically you post something that you'll give away, whether it's a product or your time or whatever, something that you'll give away. And Chris was offering a 30-minute email copywriting consultation, and I was doing something else. So I hopped on a consultation with him and he helped me out on this call. And then I went and implemented, and then I followed up with him and I told him I implemented and the result I got. And he was so happy about it that he started helping me more. And then we just became really great friends, you know, like, and now he's a big shot. At the time, he was just getting started out. I was just getting started out. But now we're getting help from somebody that wouldn't work with our size business normally, because we're friends. you know? And so like, that's how it happens. It can be something as simple as that. And you might be on either end of the aisle for that, right? Like example of Chris, he was teaching me something. He was my earliest copywriting mentor, you know? And, but you know, like it's been the other way too. I have really great friends that have been coaching clients of mine, you know? So it's just when you start working with people in that way and you're sharing knowledge and you're teaching, you build a relationship and you become friends. Like it just happens. So, and that's, as you get, the further you go, the better that is, because you're going to have different needs and you're going to want advice from people. And, you know, for me, like we said earlier, you've had mentors to turn to that have given you advice. I've always just had a group of peers that are friends of mine that I would reach out to get their opinion. And I've kind of always done that. I've either aggregated opinion or I've gone to the appropriate person that maybe had knowledge of that thing. And that's always worked really well for me. And either way works. Like but having people like that to kind of reach out to, I think is super, super important. And then I just want to emphasize one thing that you said yesterday in our coaching community, which is people are always asking you about coaches and mentors and that kind of stuff. And you were like, you have it. You're in this community with you, me, you know, the three experts on our team, the agency owners that just hang out in there, like Mike Heath, just because he's a cool guy and he likes what we're doing. You know, there's all these people. And it was like, if you're looking for a coach and a mentor, like that's what this community is. And so I would just say, if you've taken a course and you're part of a support community from that, that is one of the biggest resources you have. So like you need to leverage those tools and those things you have and implement and take and ask questions and be, it's okay to be the dumbest person in the room. That's the best position you can be in as a business owner.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things too, is I wrote that post in there. I realized like there are so many people that are like always looking for a mentor. They're always looking for a coach. And it's like, they don't just utilize the people they already know sometimes. Like it's so easy to always be looking for the next thing and always be looking for the next person up the rung of the ladder or whatever. But like, there might be people that you're peers with that could really help you. Like they could really help you right now, but you're ignoring them because you're looking for that next person or the next thing. So that would be my thing, is like, just kind of like evaluate your current circumstance and the people that are around you and who's good at things that you could learn from, how you could provide value to people and start there. You know, still try to talk to higher level people whenever possible, but like start with what you already have and you'll get something out of that.
Well, as an example, look at like you, me and Chris, as an example, you've become really good friends with Chris over the last year too. How often have we helped each other with different things throughout the year? I'll just use Chris as an example. You know, Chris is like starting a blog. So you're helping him with his blog. He's doing paid traffic. I'm helping him with his Facebook ads. He's helping us with email copywriting. Like you can have just be somebody that's your peer. They're going to be better at things than you are at certain things. You don't always need somebody that's a step ahead of you or is where you want to go. And there can be situations where maybe your business is further ahead than someone you know. Maybe they're not earning as much or they're not as successful as you are, but there's something that they're really good at that you're not. And it can be one of those things like that you can barter. I love bartering, you know, because a lot of times you have something that somebody needs and you need something from them and you can mutually benefit each other. And at the end of the day, not always, but in a lot of situations, that can actually be more valuable, right? Trading each other's services can actually be more valuable for both of you than paying sometimes, you know?
Right.
Like, so, I mean, that's one of those, you know, if you need a sales page written and you know a copywriter and you're really good at Facebook ads and that person needs help setting up a funnel, okay, that's like swap your expertise, because that's something that is pretty easy for them to do and pretty easy for you to do. And it's going to be a win-win for both of you. Right. Whereas like, anyway, so definitely leverage the resources you have. Bobby, do you have any final thoughts on just like, if you're stuck, you're trying to plan, figure out where to go, like anything big that came out of the last couple weeks that we've really been figuring things out, but I think I think there were, it's almost been since like November that we've been trying to figure some stuff out, and we just didn't really realize what was going on at first.
Yeah. Well, I think two things. One, it's not going to happen overnight, because when you're talking about a business and like the direction you take your business, it's important. So you need to put a lot of time into it. You need to put a lot of thought into it. The second thing is like get something down on paper as soon as possible. Like as soon as you have some kind of idea, get it on paper, put together a rough draft of a plan. Doesn't have to be perfect. And then you can always modify it from there and make it better. But I think if you do those two things, like you're patient, put together a plan, that's at least a good start.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the one thing that I would add is look at everything you're doing and look at like what's earning you money or is going to down the road, and then really focus on the things that are working and eliminate the things that aren't. And so I think that's like, you have to make choices about where you spend your time. And if you can figure out where the biggest opportunities are, that's what you really want to focus on. And if you look at what you're doing, there's going to be 1,000 things you're doing, and some of them are going to have no benefit, and you need to identify that and stop doing those things. Yeah. And that's really hard to do. And the example I always use, and it's maybe it's unfair, but like social media, you don't need to be on 15 social media platforms. No. Like, I'm sorry. Like just don't do it. Do one maybe. So, you know, like really evaluate those things and be like, is this bringing me toward my goal or not? And that's hard to do. It's really hard to do, but you got to do it. So, all right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Laptop Empires podcast. Please make sure you subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know, and please tell your friends about it. Leave us a review. You know, we don't ever talk about that, but like it helps with the iTunes juices when you leave a review for us. So please do that if you like the show. And, you know, email us team@laptopempires.com if you have any ideas for things you'd like to hear on the show. We'll see you next time. Thanks. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.